Final month of the season. How do you guys guard against it feeling really long and painful?
It's just down to a sense of pride. You know, I think we all, at the end of the day, put these jerseys on for a reason. You know, and that's a play for some type of significant chance and being something bigger than what, you know, you can imagine. So right now it's going to come down to a sense of pride. How big do you want to be? You know, I think it's, of course, you know, things haven't been going our way, but at the same time, you know, you still want to play with a chip on your shoulder and a sense of pride.
You talked all season about getting back in the lab, fixing things. I mean, how messed up is the lab? I'm not just talking wide receivers. I'm talking the overall team.
It's been tough for us. You know, like I said, we've worked very hard, you know, but, of course, things haven't gone our way. So, at this point, you know, it's just, like I said, down to, you know, wanting to win, you know, doing anything we can to win. So things haven't been going right, but at the same time, you know, you still have to push forward.
Jake talked yesterday about wanting to be good at not making the same mistake twice. As you've seen him develop this season, have you noticed that he's been good at that?
He's been doing a good job. You know, his attitude towards the game and his work ethic towards the game has been very good. You know, I think right now he's just in a position where, coming from, you know, Washington Huskies, you know, that university, you know, you're asked to do different things as you would be in the NFL, you know. So for him to adjust, you know, and to be doing the things that he's doing now, he's doing a good job, you know. I said yesterday, you know, does he always make the right decision? No, none of us are perfect, you know, but at the same time, he's getting better, you know. So he's something to look forward to. You know, he's been doing a lot of good things. We've all been doing a lot, some things bad, you know, but so you can't just put it on him. You know, we just have to make sure that he's continuing to grow with us, you know, and, getting an understanding on what is going to be required out of him in the future.
Hey, with so many offensive linemen banged up, is it more of an onus on the quarterback and receivers to be, you know, crisp with your routes, get the ball out quick, that kind of thing?
Just, you know, anything we can do to help. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, those guys are still going to be held accountable for what they do. You know, I don't think anything less is going to be placed on their shoulders. You know, I think we still have a core of offensive linemen that are pretty prideful in what they do. They're all experienced, but it's just not the starters that we're used to having in there. So we just have to make sure that we're doing everything, that whatever it is, you know, whether it's getting the ball out, running crisp routes quicker, you know, whatever it is that we have to do to help them out. But I'm pretty sure they'll be accountable for what they're doing.
Nate, you seem sort of down and defeated. Is it hard to not sort of have that attitude with the way things have gone, especially lately?
I don't know where you got down and defeated from. You know, there's nothing, no such thing. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's just becoming hard to actually come in and actually kind of face you guys. That's really what it is. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you come in here and you work hard, but to come in here and still smile and be pressured of answering the questions, that's really what it is. You know, it's nothing about being down and defeated. These guys are still walking around laughing, joking with each other, believing in each other, believing in the system that we have here. You know, just have to put better things out there to get a win.
Have you been able to work any with Tom Moore so far?
Yeah, he's been working with me some. You know, he's been doing a good job of instilling some of the old things that he's learned throughout the NFL. His tenure is 31 years, you know. 31 years is definitely a long tender to being one job, so I'm pretty sure he's learned a lot. You know, we just have to continue to work with him and understand those things.
Giving you any kind of tip in particular?
Just little things that he sees. You know, it's nothing in particular. You know, whether it's way to work your hands or driving a little better out of the brakes. You know, it's little knit things that he sees. You know, they may come up and grab you, pull you to a side individually and tell you, but nothing in particular as a whole.
First time you met a 74-year-old coach?
Yeah, it's definitely. It's definitely a new challenge for us, you know, kind of understanding what he means on some things, but at the same time, he's, like I said, 31 years, definitely a knowledgeable guy. You know, he understands the systems, understands the NFL. You know, he has a lot of insight of some things that we could do better. So we're listening to him and trying to take heed to what he's saying.
We haven't had a chance to talk to him yet, but how strange do you think that'll be for him? I'm assuming he'll be an Indy, but he'll be for the Titans, not
right,
the Colts.
Right, I think it'll be pretty strange for him. You know, but at the same time, his approach thus far has been, like, regular. You know, I don't think he's not – one of the type of guys that lives on the, hey, when I was here doing this, or, you know, when I was there doing that. You know, he's not that type of guy. He's more so being an impact on what he understands from watching us and understand about what he thinks and knows what's going on around our offensive system. So I don't think it'd be anything weird for him or that crazy, you know, but I'm pretty sure he'll have some type of crazy feelings knowing that, you know, that was the place that he was at.